Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Podcast.
So, it turns out it was the doctor's brother all along. Can you imagine such a thing, Chris?
Who was?
Weren't you listening?
No.
Well, we're on air anyway. All right.
The doctor's brother.
Yeah. So anyway, Ben, we have a big news for you today.
All right.
We're going to make you an official member of Shoddy Radio. You basically already are an official member. I mean, you've been on like the last 15 episodes, so that's...
Haven't you told him he's an official member like 12 times already?
No, but what I mean is now we're going to put him on the website. We're going to put a picture up of him. And as a big surprise, Ben, you know we've been working on a new intro for Shoddy Radio. Because right now it just says like, Chris, Danny, podcast. And then it's Chris, Danny, and Ben. And it kind of doesn't make sense. So we've been working on a new musical intro, basically. And it is finished.
We want you to feel like you're included, like you're an equal part.
Right. Exactly.
Three equal people doing a podcast. Three equals.
Mm-hmm.
So when do we get to hear this?
You can hear it right now. This is the...
I haven't even heard it
yet.
Yeah,
this is the world premiere of the...
Danny put this together.
Of the new intro for Shoddy Radio. The new and improved Shoddy Radio with Ben Shields. Here we go.
Chris and Danny.
All right. There you go.
How come we only hear my name once?
No, you're in there. Was it only one? I can't remember. I mean,
I could have sworn I heard some horseshit about it being equals.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be three equal people.
I feel that was a pretty...
Everyone should be equally represented.
I feel that was a pretty fair representation of the show.
It was like a orgy of Chris and Danny, and then a little snippet of Ben.
Well, you're not happy with it, or is that what you're trying to say?
I love it.
Here's what I'll say. I kind of think there's something unsettling hearing Danny sing my name so much.
It must have been even more unsettling when you heard me recording it in the middle of the night and you didn't hear any music and you just heard, Chris and Danny, Chris and Danny.
I'm glad.
And then me going,
that.
Chris.
I'm also really glad that I don't occupy an apartment next door to you.
All right, so here's our idea for the show tonight, Ben. We're going to do – we probably should have done this earlier in the year because some of these things might have already happened and we might have missed our predictions. But we're going to do our a top five predictions for things we think are going to happen in 2009.
For like the entire world or just for the three of us?
No, well, I think we're going to do anything you want. The entire world, like anything you think. You want these – you want to make accurate predictions. You want things that will happen.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Hold on.
But you don't want them to be too easy either.
Yeah, but nobody cares about our podcast yet. I'd like to think that the whole world cares, but not yet. But shouldn't we have two lists?
Well, how about this? I'll list things about our podcast, mainly, and then you guys list regular things.
Can I also list things about the podcast if I want to?
How about if we do two lists simultaneously? Like, I'll say, here's my global prediction for 2009. And here's my, like, the local news versus the world news with Katie Corbin.
We can just do either one you want. And you can, if you don't want to do just podcast related, you don't have to. But if you want to do podcast things, you can. But one list. That's final.
All right. How many predictions are we going to?
We'll do five, but we can have, like, throwaway ones, too. We'll see. We'll list a couple things that aren't making our list.
Sounds good.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a couple things that are not making my list.
Okay.
Are we going to take a break to have time to think?
Oh, you guys weren't working on this all week long?
No.
All right, only I knew about this. Okay, well,
I found out about this episode 18 minutes ago.
Give us an example before.
Okay. For example, I think that my prediction is that Pete Rose will not get inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2009.
Wait, there's no way that will happen. So you mean that?
No, it's possible.
Yeah, but no one thinks that will happen.
That, but then you get less credit for that. I mean, it's kind of, you're not going to get a lot of credit. That's at the end of the year,
cop out, I think
it is. And at the end of the year, if that happens, no one will be like, "Wow, Danny, good work." That's why you wouldn't want to make that prediction. You want to make predictions that, if they actually come true, you get some credit for.
Yeah, but you're going to be nationally humiliated at the end of next year.
No, not when Pete Rose gets. Wait.
Well, you said he won't be.
Oh, right. All right, well, anyway, let's take a quick break.
No, you won't.
We'll take a quick break. We'll take a quick break, and then to give you guys time to think. So the farmer tells him, he says, "I should have known it was the Mexican."
I don't get it.
I don't even think you're listening. Oh, we're back on air. Okay, so you guys, we have our lists, but I'm going to just, I'll list off my, a couple ideas that are not making my top five, and maybe that'll inspire you guys.
So, okay.
This isn't a prediction. It's not making my top five, but this is one of my predictions for next year. This podcast will get kicked off of iTunes.
I hope not.
I hope not, too, but I just have a bad feeling. One of us is going to blow it.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you put the podcast on iTunes, was there some sort of terms and agreements that you had to...
We're only allotted 3 Mexican jokes per week. No, not really. It's just...
Is there, it's not censored or anything, as long as...
It's semi-censored, but you just have to... I don't know. I don't
even
know.
Are there iTunes people that listen to them randomly, making sure we're not setting up illegal shit?
I have no idea. I don't doubt it. It would suck to have that job. Actually, it'd be sweet to have that job if you had to listen to just ours, but I've listened to so many of the other ones, and they've sucked so bad it would...
But what if we just slandered people? Like, if I said... John Voight is a gay communist.
Is that a prediction?
Well, no.
That's a prediction that's not making your list.
That's
right?
Not making my list.
Right.
But I can't say something like that.
Well, to answer your question, Ben, I don't know how it works. But here's another prediction for.
By the way, I can't verify that he is or not.
All right.
Confirm or deny.
So this is a prediction that's not making my list. One of the three of us will have sex with either a horse, a dog, or a snake.
Are these predictions for 08?
No, 09.
Oh, 09.
So,
what about a trout?
That's not make. I no, that's not in my prediction.
What if I fucked a trout, but just as bait? Like I stuck my dick in a river. It's not actual sex. I don't know what I'm fishing for if I use a trout for bait. I'm fishing for bears.
So you get the idea, right? I'll give you one more one that's not making my list. one of the three of us will have either all of our predictions come true or none of our predictions come true for 2009. See, that prediction is based on your predictions. And it's also based on this prediction itself, which is, it's kind of like...
It's kind of a cop-out, and it's boring.
No, I like it.
Are we going to start?
Let's start.
We shouldn't have a prediction then that's totally obvious that
you can. You can, but you're just not going to get a whole lot of credit from us at the end of the year when it happens. You can. Chris, why don't you just... Here, do you have any that aren't making your list?
That aren't making my list?
Yeah.
Okay, I have one that's not making my list because it's extremely obvious. And it's that Danny will not win a Grammy this year.
I might and win a shoddy.
He will especially not win a Grammy this year for his song Little Teeny Tanya.
Well, hold on now. Pump the brakes, Chris. That song is art.
Anyway. I feel like if the Grammys were to give awards for things that will definitely never get a Grammy, like an extra special award, you might win that version of Grammy.
All right. Ben, you have anything that's not making your list, or do you guys just want to jump into the top five?
Well, I had one that I was going to put on my list, but since you said if it was something that was completely obvious that it probably would happen, I'm going to take it off.
Okay.
And that was at some point in the year 2009, Danny was going to cry in his FedEx uniform, see his reflection in the mirror, and start laughing.
That actually, I honestly think there's a decent chance that might happen.
And that's why I want to keep my street cred. I'm taking it off the list.
All right. Okay, well, here we go. I'll just start out with my number five thing. My number five prediction for 2009. One of the three of us will get married. One of the three of us will get engaged. And one of the three of us will get pregnant in no particular order.
This is already faggy.
Why?
Did you have your sister fill this out?
Get pregnant.
One of us will find true love this year. That's my prediction.
So, all right, Chris, we want your number five now.
I am going to do one locally and one worldwide.
All right, fine.
Okay. This year, at some point, Shoddy, whether he wants to or not, will smell our pee.
All right, that's worldwide.
That's worldwide. No, that's normal. That's not worldwide. I should have prepared a worldwide one before
before you promised it.
Yeah. Okay. Worldwide, I think that the Curious Case of Benjamin Button will win Best Picture.
All right. See, that's a good prediction.
And that's not a funny thing. I'm good at predicting Best Pictures historically.
You have a streak of that.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, that's an alright movie. I don't pick them based on whether I think they should be or not. I just know who's going to win.
Chris is really
good at this.
What
was the last movie that you picked to win Best Picture and you were
the last three?
No Country for Old Men. I predicted that.
Yeah, Chris also is really good at predicting Best Costume Design Oscars. He's every year he's hit that too.
All right.
I'm not that good.
All right. So now Ben, number five for you.
My number five is actually pretty predictable, but I think in the year 2009, the San Jose Sharks are going to win the Stanley Cup.
See, I knew you were going to predict that. I didn't know where you were going to predict it. I didn't know how high up that was going to rank on yours.
Well, yeah,
As a super fan, I had to put that on.
Yeah, these are in order. But I don't think the order necessarily...
Mine are in no particular order.
Okay, that's fine. So number
mine as well.
Number four for me is one of the three of us will get fired from this podcast or quit, citing irreconcilable differences.
That'll be me.
All right, number four for you, Chris.
My number four is that one of us, not counting Ben, will get a girl pregnant this year.
Wow.
And by one of us, I mean either Danny or I, producer Brian, engineer Shoddy, or...
Musical director Jamie. Okay.
I guess that's it.
That's a good prediction. Keep our fingers crossed, I guess.
And
right?
I think most likely, for extra credit, it's probably going to be Brian.
Now, is there going to be an abortion for even extra credit?
Abortions don't count.
So that's just a given that one of us will have an abortion.
Yeah. So there will be several abortions like every year.
Speaking of abortions, have you heard this show so far? Hey-oh! All right,
is it my turn now?
Yeah, and my international prediction.
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry, Ben. I was wrong.
See, I'm not doing worldwide and
international. You don't have to. Chris is doing
my international prediction, although it's mostly national, is that a member of Barack Obama's cabinet will be assassinated.
Could
include himself.
Okay.
Or one of his close family members. It could include the dog that's yet to be named.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I hope it doesn't happen.
Right. We all do. God forbid.
Okay. My number four prediction. You guys remember our old friend Wally, right?
Oh, yeah, Wally.
San Francisco now?
Yeah,
he designs playgrounds in San Francisco.
Right. Didn't he organize the fan club for the show?
He did. He's actually president right now. He's
and CEO. Isn't he CEO? Like, but not only is he president, isn't he also a member?
I think so.
Okay.
But anyways, I predict 2009 is going to be a good year for him. He's going to put his hand up a girl's shirt and feel a breast for the first time.
I think Wally got married this year.
No, but he has a weird religious marriage. Like,
yeah, he's not allowed to feel breasts until 6 months into his marriage.
No, 6 years, you meant, because he's been married a while. But you knew that, of course.
That's what I meant. Of course, I know so many facts about Wally that it wouldn't make sense for me to mix that up.
From what I understand, Wally and his bride on their wedding night wore magic underwear.
Matching or magic?
Magic.
Well, I don't even know what that means.
Well, Mormons wear magic underwear.
Mormons do?
Yeah.
Is it like a chastity belt?
It just protects you from physical violent attacks.
Is this true?
Yeah, by the devil or his henchmen.
With the devil's henchmen.
And my next prediction is there will be a hit movie called The Devil's Henchmen.
So that's number... Wait, four? No, it's my prediction. You have to wait to make that prediction. Is that worldwide or locally?
Worldwide.
Okay, I'll do number three. My number three prediction is that one of the three of us will either start or quit smoking. Or both. All right, so we know what Chris's number three is.
My number three local prediction is this is a serious prediction. I really believe this is going to happen, and I'm going to try my best to make it happen because I do care about what we do here night after night.
Okay.
I think that we're going to become an iTunes featured podcast.
Oh, man. Dear God. I dream about that.
And my worldwide prediction is that the Devil's Henchmen... We'll break all box office records.
Now we have to make the Devil's Henchmen. At the end of the year, Chris is just going to be feverishly trying to make Devil's Henchmen. All right, Ben, number three for you.
My number three is that one of the three of us, either Chris, Danny, or myself, Ben, will discover a new superfruit and then invent a new pie out of that superfruit.
That is a good prediction. I hope it's me. Okay, so...
I hope so, too.
So, number two for me. One of the three of us will get corn-cobbed by another or both of the remaining two of us.
You just stole one of my predictions.
All right, yes, I'm glad I put that number two.
Did not have that on my list.
You had it on your list of things to do. Admit it. All right, Chris, number two for you.
This is a double prediction. It's local.
Okay.
I predict that one of us, during the course of the year, will contract and be diagnosed with testicular cancer. Don't let it be. And another one of us will learn how to love again.
All right. So, Ben, number two for you.
Mine isn't quite as ambitious as Chris's, but... I think in the year 2009, I think we're going to get some random fans. Like, some people are going to listen to this that are in no way connected to any of us or people that are connected to us. I think people will stumble across it, and a couple of them might actually like it.
You know, that's what my dream is. I want to reach out to the world, you know what I mean? I want to touch people in a sexual way. Okay, so
that... People want that, too, from you.
No, I know. Okay, this is number one. This is a big one, guys. And this is totally on a hunch. But my number one prediction for 2009 is that 60 Minutes Andy Rooney will get AIDS. And I don't know why, I just have a feeling.
He'll get AIDS?
Yeah, he will contract AIDS. He will contract the HIV virus, and it will lead to the AIDS virus,
Can you tell us how he'll get it? Like from unprotected sex or maybe sharing needles?
I'm not getting any feelings on this. I don't know how he'll get it. I just have a feeling. I just got this hunch. You know how Indians go out and they have like those dreams in the woods where they stay up later? I don't know. Well, mine is no way related to that, but I just think Annie Rooney will get AIDS. Chris, number one.
My number one prediction is that this year, this is my local prediction, this year, we are going to start selling t-shirts, bumper stickers, and any other kind of merchandise that comes out of our heads on our website, and it will be successful.
I agree with that. We need it, because the sponsors alone aren't carrying us anymore.
Why aren't we doing that already?
Well, because only 6 people listen, and we know all of them.
And my worldwide prediction is that I am going to break all records and come in under budget in the production of, and by the way, this is going to star Rob Zombie and Jamie Lee Curtis of the Devil's Henchmen, and it's going to come out Christmas, '09. That's how it's going to break all records. Just because you sign on to do something the next summer doesn't mean you can't finish sooner.
That's true.
And build your reputation as a maverick.
All right, Ben, number one for you.
Jesus.
Your number one was Corn Cob, wasn't it?
Yeah, my number one was that Chris was going to finally get corn cobbed, but it was going to be by Danny.
It has to be Danny and someone else, otherwise it's not a full corn cob.
You can get corn cob.
Because we've all been corn cobbed, if that's your definition.
Yeah, and all of us by me also, including me.
And by the way,
I guess we could throw producer Brian in there.
And by the way, let me just throw this out here. If you'll remember, I actually said that I want to get corn cobbed again.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, shit!
Oh, man. All right. I think we could end on that. Ben, it's been fun.
It was real fun.
All right, well, I have one more prediction that this podcast is coming to an end.
Chris and Danny, 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 Ch